I feel like we've got kind of a hodgepodge of short episodes, because we could also do a conspiracy theory about conspiracy theory.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I know that you don't love Rambo Theory, but we do have to do it.
No, we don't.
I see that one as being a short one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not pumped about that?
No.
You just hated it?
I didn't feel anything towards it. If I hated it, I'd have something to say.
All right. I'll say the beginning and you say the, you know what to do.
All right.
I'll do it and then you have to do that once the music starts. Episode 1058, Rambling with Rambo 3. Is that how we did it? Or?
I don't know. Who cares? Rambling with Rambo 3.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, here comes the music now that I can't hear, but you can hear it. All right, is it playing?
No. Have you rebooted your computer?
Yes, I did it twice today. So you cannot hear the music right now.
I cannot hear it.
Let me see if it's going through, because earlier I could see. Oh, now it's not even going through.
Yeah, I think something's up with the music.
I think you're right. I'll just shut off iTunes and see if I can bring it back up.
Should we just start talking about Rambo 3?
Yeah, while I get this fixed.
And then they cannot worry about the music. Okay. There's one thing I love about Rambo 3, and that's that it's dedicated to the Mujahideen, and I think that's very funny. Other than that, this movie did nothing for me. I have nothing to say about it. It was just bland. Made no impression.
So, even though we made plans to watch this a while back, I finally watched it last night.
And?
Like at midnight. I was like, I gotta get this thing done, because we're recording on it tomorrow. So, it starts out, and I'm like, why does everybody hate this? Fun action. Rambo's this noble character, which I like. I like a noble hero. And then at that point, they introduced the kid sidekick, and it started to lose me a little bit. And then once it started to lose me in that way, I started to notice some of the plot holes. Like some severe,
yeah.
Kind of some severe ones.
I feel like we made a mistake.
To decide to ramble along with Rambo?
Yeah, I love the first movie. I think this kind of, you know, the Rocky series, the first movie is a masterpiece. And then the other ones have things about them, except for Rocky V, that you can enjoy. I feel like with Rambo, so far, the rest of them are all Rocky V.
Well, the first one, I think I gave that second one a 4.
I know you did. And
But I
don't know why.
Well, I did have a closing thought. I'm just going to read this to you. Maybe I won't be able to read it to you. Where is it even? Hey, I wrote something more than this, and I deleted.
This episode so far
is about as good.
It shows me why we should stop the Rambling with Rambo
series.
We can
stop it. Let's stop it.
Stop it.
So, but let's just finish this episode. I wrote something on my phone last night. It looks like it didn't save to this thing. So that's too bad. On Letterboxd, I'll have to come up.
Yeah,
I'll come
back to that. I don't see a review from you.
But here we go. Here's my thought. After Rocky and how I just fell in love with that series, I started to have an affection towards the actor Sylvester Stallone. I just like him in movies. And I think this happens to me sometimes. You know, I'm loyal to people and actors. I think I like the franchise because I like him.
Yeah.
But he does kind of play a similar character. Like, good at what they do, but also just kind of, like, really good at heart.
Can I give you some life advice for watching movies?
In general?
Yeah. I feel like you can... Two separate things get intertwined for you. Liking an actor and feeling the need to watch everything they're in.
Oh, yeah.
Those can be separated.
You know,
and you'd probably be happier if they were.
It's so funny that you say that, because I was thinking, you know what I should watch? I just saw on Netflix that Sylvester Stallone movie called Cliffhangers on Netflix. I don't know very much about it. I'm guessing it probably wasn't super well received, but I like him. Like, I watched this movie Cobra that he was in. That actually wasn't very good.
Okay. I'm just going to shut up while you make my argument.
So anyways, so you're saying don't watch Cliffhanger.
Well, just... Like, is there a reason you would want to watch it besides the fact that he's in it?
No.
Then don't do it.
Really?
It's just a waste of your time.
Yeah.
You can, I like Sylvester Stallone, but how many things are there out there that you like, and then there's the time that you have?
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
You know, we just went to Lawrence of Arabia. Do you like Peter O'Toole?
Yeah, I like him.
Are you going to watch every Peter O'Toole movie?
I hadn't planned on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. Now, every now and then you might see another movie that Peter O'Toole's in and be like, I love that Peter. Yeah. You know, there's Peter O'Toole. great.
Yeah, I think something about Rocky really resonated with me. I don't quite know what it is.
Well, but that's because it's a great movie, and Sylvester Stallone deserves a lot of credit for that, and I'm a fan of him too. Like, but I don't need to see everything he's in. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you've got this whole Rock thing going on, but let's be serious. You don't want to watch every movie The Rock is in.
I don't want to.
But you're doing it to make yourself do it.
I'm not making it a priority in my life.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, think of how much happier you would be if you didn't do that yourself.
Speaking of making a priority in my life, I was listening to something yesterday, kind of a webinar, but more of like a, I guess you could call it a self-help type webinar. It's by Donald Miller, author I've mentioned many times.
Yeah.
So he was talking about his new book called Hero on a Mission. And okay. It has to do with some narrative theory that you've talked about where life is a story and what story do you want to tell, that kind of thing.
Oh, so, it's that Donald Miller book.
Yes, he does write about that a lot. It is his main thing.
There's certain authors where they write a book and that's what they have to say. And that's great. But then they keep writing that book.
Yeah.
And well, he is one of them.
His whole business is around that idea. Like, I think his business might be called Story Brand. Like, he helps businesses market from a story or narrative perspective. Anyways, in there, he was talking about what do you want to be known for? What, like, look ahead and kind of write the end of the story, what you'd want people to say about you so that you can actually live out that story. Okay. Here's my closing thought. I was thinking, man, I invest so much time in watching movies
that you don't want to watch.
Not just that, just in general.
Yeah.
And TV shows. And it's like, in the end, no one's going to mention that. I wouldn't want somebody to say he watched a lot of movies.
Like, it's not going to be on your tombstone. Saw all the Rock's movies.
It literally makes me want to just... It makes me question how valuable is entertainment. Like, it's not necessarily that's bad. There's just so many other things that we can use our time on.
That's kind of been my thesis for the last 10 years of this show.
Donald Miller really spoke to me about this yesterday.
that Donald Miller.
But I mean, you still watch a lot of movies, though, so how could that be your thesis?
Well, because my thesis isn't no entertainment. That'd be number one. But let me refine this thought. Entertainment and movies or entertainment and books are not synonymous. And for a lot of people, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, I like to watch movies because I like to be entertained. But in addition to that, like, I like to watch stuff that challenges me, stretches me, makes me more fully human. You know, that's the whole theory of art that we've talked about time and time and time again. You know, it's even why, like, not to beat this dead horse, but I'm going to give it a solid kick. Like, why we've had the argument about, like, you and horror movies. Like, well, just because it disturbs you doesn't mean you shouldn't watch it. Part of where I'm not saying that your revelation means that you're going to go watch horror movies, but part of the disconnect is if entertainment is a main motivator, then that makes sense that you don't watch things you don't find entertaining. If, however, the primary goal of art is pushing yourself as it's part of the human experience and engaging with the great conversation, among other things, then there may very well be things that you would engage with that you would otherwise find unpleasant or not enjoyable or not entertaining.
I think my main takeaway is maybe I should just cut way, way back.
Could be.
Just maybe watch. I mean, right now, remember a couple years ago, I was watching about one movie a day?
Yeah.
And lately, it's not that. Maybe three a week.
Yeah.
Still a lot. Yeah. Maybe I should do one a week.
Maybe.
Four movies a month. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think you should not give yourself a system like that. This is serious advice.
Yes.
You know, on the podcast, we're trying to cut out the obligatory stuff. Like, we're doing this because we feel like we have to do it to check the box.
Yeah, like this. This is the last episode of Rambling with Rambo.
Do the same thing in other areas of your life with movies, books, and you'll be happier.
Okay, yeah. I think this is a good message. The sad thing is no one's hearing this because no one's watching Rambo 3.
For this episode.
Oh,
should we make it a little movies hodgepodge? Because I have an interesting piece of movie news, and then we can talk about Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, man, that's a good idea, but I'm very interested in knowing if the music's working. Do you mind if I try the music?
Yeah, you go. People don't mind a little music.
All right, here, let's try it. Nope, not working. Listeners, I don't even know if this... I can see... I'm going to shut off in case they can hear it. I don't think that's true, but let's just see.
Well, we'll figure it out after.
So you want to make it Movies Hodgepodge?
Yeah,
so we'll change the title to Movies Hodgepodge?
Yeah.
Or something better than that?
Here's the halftime show. Remember how Michael Mann was writing a Heat novel?
Oh, this is kind of a news episode.
Yeah. Well, just for this is the only piece of news in it.
I know, Heat 2. Is that what you're going to say?
He's now making Heat 2.
Yes, I heard this.
And I hope that the title is Heat 2, : more heat. Or, here's an alternate, Heat 2, : turn up the heat.
All right. Yeah. I mean, those are all great titles. I do.
Heat 2, : if you can't take the heat.
Get out of the kitchen.
That could be what Heat 3 is called.
All right, how do we package this episode so somebody will want to listen to it?
Well, we'll do an intro because the music's broken, so we'll do an intro.
So we have to go back and do a new intro?
Yeah, we'll do an intro. That's
okay.
Fine.
That's okay.
Okay, so, can we talk about Lawrence of Arabia a bit?
Yeah, but that's such a good idea you had. Do you want to put it here in the middle of this episode? I say we just call this Rambling with Bramble 3.
Plus,
and it's over.
Heat 2, more heat.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, but I want to hear Lawrence and the simulation.
All right.
All right. So, lizards, there's no music. I mean, I don't know what's happening. Let's restart the computer again, like you said. And then, we'll be back with more episodes. Ben's got some Lawrence ideas. We're going to, on the extra feed, we're going to be talking about Handmaid's Tale for our 100 novels poster that we've been reading through. Oh, and we're starring Heretics of Dune.
Yeah. Lots to do.
Lots to do. All right, everybody. That's it. That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
For the Sci-Fi Christian, signing off.
No music.
This is a weird episode, but also good.
Very, very strange.